Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Thank you for the privilege of your presence. Thank you for the privilege of knowing you. Bless this service this morning. Let not one person who came here, let not one person return back the same. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. Wave your hands and give the Lord a praise. Welcome somebody by your side to the presence of God. You are welcome to service this morning. You are welcome. And please, praise the Lord. I was going to play that song on the instrument before ministering, not knowing that the choir will sing it ahead of me. So it is a uniformity of spirit. Hallelujah. Give the Lord the praise. I bring greetings to you from Paris in France, Berlin in Germany, and Riga in Latvia. Some people say that because of our crusades, they are beginning to hear names of places they never heard before. But the earth is being filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the seas. I'll bring you the summary of the crusades shortly. But before then, we shall look at the prophet of prayer. The prophet of prayer. Our objective is to understand the profitability of prayer. Isaiah chapter 45 and in verse 19. He said, I have not spoken in secret. I have not spoken in the dark place of the earth. I said not to the seed of Jacob, seek me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. I have not asked anybody to look for me for nothing. That is, there is no wasted search of God. That is, we are not wasting our time. In Riga, Latvia, a young man flew about 13 hours from the Americas, North America, thereabout, to be at the crusade meeting. He is from Nicaragua, where we went end of May 1st this year for the crusade. Maybe you have the clip or the picture of the crusade in Nicaragua and you could show it. He said his whole family was in that crusade. But he came because he knew I was coming and he flew all the way from America to come. So what brought you? Well, he came to encounter the power of God. How did you know about us? He's 23 years old today, and he got to know of us in the year of 2015. That is 11 years ago. He was around 12 or so. Where he came across tongues of fire, and he began to play it, and he caught fire. God filled the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking with tongues. And he was telling me his story. How his life has been set on fire since then. I don't know him. I'm seeing him for the first time. That's the Latvia crusade in May. Sorry, Nicaragua crusade. Managua in Nicaragua. And he came all the way. What that meant to me is there are so many results of what we do for God. that we will not even know on this side of the of life until we step to the other side. Then we know the details. If that boy did not come there, that young man, I wouldn't have known that 11 years ago somebody encountered something with it. So God is saying, you are not seeking me for nothing. In Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, the Bible said, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He is not just a recorder, he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. In Psalm 34 and in verse 5, the Bible said they looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. You don't look up to God in faith and look down in shame. Say that again. You don't look up to God in faith and look down in shame. They looked up to him and they were enlightened, and their faces were not ashamed. In Jeremiah chapter 29 and in verse 13, the Bible said, and ye shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. So to seek God is to find him. To locate him, to seek him at the place of prayer is to find him. So, we are here. Three things I want us to note quickly. First, I already said number one. There is no wasted search of God. We don't waste our search for God. There is no wasted search of God. Secondly, when you look up to God in faith, you don't look down in shame. When we look up to God in faith, we don't look down in shame. Fourthly, is both a privilege and a platform to access and receive answers from God. Prayer is both a privilege and a platform to access God and to receive answers from God. To both access and receive answers from God. Prayer is a privilege and a platform. It's both a privilege and a platform to access and receive answers from God. It's a privilege. Was that number three? I've been speaking and just number one, two. Fourthly, prayer is a spiritual exercise with proven physical and spiritual dividends. It's a spiritual exercise with proven physical and spiritual dividends. It's an exercise, a spiritual exercise, but there are proofs of his physical profit. Proofs of physical and spiritual dividends. As we can see from examples of people like Jacob, Jabez, Anna, Ruth, etc. Hallelujah. So it is clear that prayer is not designed to be just a religious routine. It's not a religious routine or an activity of conscience. Do you understand? Let me just justify my conscience that I have prayed. There are many religions of this world who don't expect anything from their prayer. All they do is just, let's just pray and just, it is commanded that we should pray, so let's just pray. No, no, no. There are tangible results of prayer. I have seen results of prayer in my life. I have seen results of prayer in the life of people I prayed for. And we shall be playing the clips of the crusade shortly. With a lot of proofs. What then are the dividends of prayer? What is the profit of prayer? We're going to be examining the lives of Jacob, Jabez, Ruth, Hannah, and look at the profit of prayer very, very sharply. What are the dividends of prayer? What is the profit of prayer? Number one, let's take a cue from Genesis 32, verse 24 to 28. Genesis 32, and Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. I will not let you go until you bless me. Prophet of prayer number one. Prayer eliminates the curses of life and establishes the blessing of God. At the place of prayer, the curses of life. There are many people today who are a victim of curses, negativities. When Jacob said, I will not let you go until you bless me, the meaning is, I will let you go until you take every curse out of my life. Deliver me from the curses of life. Prayer eliminates the curses of life and establishes the blessing of God. Number two, prayer brings a change of character and identity to a person's life. Change of character, change of identity. All this is coming from Genesis 32. From verse 24 to verse 28. Change of character. Change of identity. When he said, your name shall be called no more Jacob. Jacob is not just a name. Jacob is a behavior type. Jacob is a character. Jacob is an expression. At this place of prayer, what people used to know you to be is going to change. At the place of prayer, the person you used to be gives way for the person you are meant to be. Jacob was what he used to be. Israel was what he was meant to be. At the place of prayer, the person he used to be gave way for the person he was meant to become. And that shall happen for somebody here this morning. There are many lifestyles, habits, addictions, drug, lie, cheating, duping, and so forth that are breakable by the force and the altar of prayer. Number three, prayer brings enlargement an increased capacity to a person's life and endeavor. It brings enlargement and increased capacity. At the place of prayer, there is enlargement. At the place of prayer, there is capacity enlargement. Again, Jacob is a capacity, is a person. And Israel is also a capacity, is a nation. So when a person moves from Jacob to Israel, that's enlargement. We saw also Jabez in 1 Chronicles chapter 4 verse 10. When Jabez was praying, he asked God to, he said, Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that thou would bless me indeed and enlarge my coast." Enlarge my coast. At the place of prayer, there can be enlargement of coast. Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder amen. Somebody shout the loud most amen. Give you an example of enlargement of coast. Joseph experienced enlargements. First of all, he was a manager of a person's house, Potiphar. When he was enlarged, he became the manager of an institution, the prison. When he was enlarged, he became the manager of a nation of Egypt. How many of you understand what I'm talking about? From Potiphar's house where he led, to the prison where he led, from there to the nation where he led. Those were different capacities being enlarged. David enlarged in capacity. First of all, he was anointed as king in front of his family. And then the elders of Judah anointed him. And then all Israel later anointed him. Somebody say aloud, amen. In 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 13, he was anointed in front of his brethren, his family. That's a capacity. I believe it was in 2 Samuel chapter 2, I believe verse 3, thereabout. He was anointed by the elders of all. Can you look at that and let me know? Chapter 3, verse 4. He was anointed by the elders of Judah. And then furthermore, I believe in second Samuel again 5:4, he was anointed by all Israel. That is the last capacity. So all the elders of Israel came to the king of at Hebron and made a league with him and anointed David king over all Israel. Check the one of the elders of Judah. I think that's chapter 2 or 3. Just look at that. So in front of his father's house, he was anointed. Elders of Israel, Judah anointed him. And then the final level was all Israel. Those are 3 levels of capacity. Pastoring 100 people is a capacity. 1,000 people is another capacity. 10,000 is a capacity. 50,000 is a capacity. It just moves like that. At the place of prayer, your capacity can continuously enlarge. That's 2 Samuel 2:4. And the men of Judah came and there they anointed David. So he had 3 different levels. Today I announce to somebody, your level shall be changing. Your capacity shall be enlarging. Look at this. If somebody, let's talk about a Christian businessman. A Christian businessman. If his capacity is only to handle 10 million, if you give him 100 million, he will kill it until it remains 10 million. If you give him 1 billion, he will finish it until it remains 10 million. There is nothing you can do to him. Because some people think they need more money. You don't need more money at times. You need more capacity at times. You need more management prowess at times. There are even some that are demonically and diabolically limited. So that when you take them up, the devil crushes them to the level where the enemy placed them. But that is not going to be your life after today. Everything that has restricted your capacity, I declare them broken right now in the name of Jesus. At this altar of prayer, somebody's capacity is enlarging. Somebody's capacity is enlarging. Somebody's capacity is enlarging. You believe that? Shout the loudest. Amen. Many years ago, I was going to Shiloh for convention. This man would pick me at the airport and take me all the way. And he just kept on attending to us. At that time, he had business in one state. And then the business went to the second state, two states. And I told him at that time, prayed for him, prayed with him. And I said, very, very soon, your business will go to all the states, will go all over the nation, all over the nation and beyond. And that happened. I said, the last time we talked, all of a sudden everything shifted. Capacity enlarged. Business now is in 34 out of 36 states of the nation. His business now is to the point where you don't need to mobilize me to start any business. You don't need to mobilize me. That is, give him a job of 100 billion. He has enough money to start it. You can pay him later. Do you understand what I'm saying? And following the covenant of thou shalt not borrow. I said to him one day, you can own plane. All this, I mean, you are at the level where plane is easy. Maybe he didn't think of it. Now there are two, he has two. Am I communicating at all? Somebody say capacity.
I announce today in the name of Jesus, your capacity is enlarging. Your capacity is enlarging. Shout the loudest, amen.
Prayer. Number three, confers royalty and authority on a person's life. As a prince, hast thou power with God and with man. As a prince, prayer makes a prince out of an ordinary person. Makes a prince. If you are a prayerful person, you walk in certain realms of royalty. You walk in certain realms of authority. You walk in certain realms of dignity that amazes people. When we go from place to place, we see the way people do. Whites, blacks, every color. No respect. I mean, it has no respect of color. If you carry the kind of grace and oil that your relationship with God will produce and your prayer life will produce, it answers everywhere. Number five, prayer imparts the power to prevail over life's circumstances, battles and conflicts. Power to prevail. You found yourself in the midst of certain battles. Power to prevail. Power to prevail. He said, as a prince hast thou power to prevail. Hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. That is, in case there are situations you found yourself, battles that are trying to defeat you, situations that want to swallow you, your life of prayer will swallow it up. I announce to someone here today, your battle will not swallow you up, your prayer life will swallow up your battles. You believe it, say louder, amen. You are not permitted to be swallowed up by any battle if you are not lazy in prayer. Number six, from the life of Jabez, we see more dividends of prayer. First Chronicles chapter 4 verse 9 all the way to verse 10. Bible says, and Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. We can stop there. Prayer terminates reproach and brings about a turnaround in life. It terminates reproach. Jabez was living such a reproachful life. He hated how his life was. Lived reproachfully until prayer changed his story. Brings about a turnaround in life. Somebody who is ready to experience a turnaround, say aloud, amen. We saw also the same turnaround in the life of Hannah in 1 Samuel chapter 1 and in verse 11. 1 Samuel chapter 1 and in verse 11. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid and remember me and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. This woman was barren for years, until a turnaround happened for her at the place of prayer. It shall happen for somebody today. Number 7, prayer breaks the forces of sorrow and frustration. His mother called him Jabez, saying, I bear him in sorrow. It breaks the forces of sorrow and frustration. The thing that give you pain, they are broken by the power of prayer. We already read that in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 to verse 10. Also, Hannah called herself the woman of a sorrowful spirit in 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 15. I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. And Hannah answered and said, no, my Lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have not drunk wine or alcohol. I've not drunk anything strong. I'm just a woman of a sorrowful spirit. And what happened? She prayed and God changed her story in 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 19 to verse 20. And they rose up in the morning early and worshipped before the Lord. And returned and came to their house to Ramah. And Elkanah knew his wife, and the Lord remembered her. Wherefore it came to pass when the time was come about that Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son and called his name Samuel, saying, because I have asked him of the Lord. The woman of a sorrowful spirit came to the point where she became the woman of a jubilant spirit. Everyone here today, whatever has been the source or the cause of your sorrow, I declare it is over right now. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. If you are saying amen, shout the Lord must say amen. Hallelujah. Number 8, prayer brings the hand of God upon the life of a person. You want the hand of God on you? Lay your hands upon me, Lord. It brings the hand of God upon the life of a person. That was the prayer of Jabez. In 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 10. That you will bless me indeed. And that your hand might be with me. And God granted his request. What is the hand of the Lord? The hand of the Lord equals strength and speed. In 1 Kings 18:46, the Bible said the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he gathered up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. The hand of the Lord is help. The hand of the Lord is strength. The hand of the Lord is also power.
Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 1 to 3 to 4, in fact. He said, a prayer of Habakkuk, the prophet upon Shigayanoth. O Lord, I have heard thy speech. I was afraid. O Lord, revive thy work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make known. In wrath, remember mercy. Then God came from Teman, and the Holy One from Mount Paran, Sila. His glory covered the heavens, and the earth was full of his praise. And his brightness was as the light. He had horns coming out of his hand, and there was the hiding of his power. Hiding of his power. The power of God is inside the hand of God. So when God lays his hands on you, he lays his power. So it goes without saying that the place of prayer is the place of power. God lays his hands upon you. When you see a man of prayer, that is a man, that is a woman that has the hand of God on their lives. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. The hand of God is coming upon somebody's life today. If you are that one, say a louder amen. You are that one, say a louder amen. Number 9, prayer keeps us from evil and keeps evil from us. It keeps us from evil and keeps evil from us. He said that thy hand will be with me, that you will keep me from evil, that it will not grieve me. 1 Chronicles 4 and in verse 10. And then Matthew chapter 6 and in verse 13. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Prayer keeps us from evil and keeps evil from us. There are many traps people could have avoided if they were more prayerful. Many snares that could have been avoided if they were more prayerful. Many encounters that could have been avoided. Many relationships that could have been avoided. Many transactions that could have been avoided if people were more prayerful. Number 10. Prayer dismantles limitations and embargoes on lives and destinies. It dismantles, dislodges limitations and embargoes on lives and destinies. That is where the enemy said, this is where you will stop. Your prayer life said you will go beyond that. 1 Chronicles chapter 4 verse 9 and 10 again. That's where we've been drawing from. Jabez was not meant to amount to anything in life. Jacob was not meant to amount to so much. Embargo placed. Limitation placed. They were dismantled by the power of prayer. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Every embargo on your life and every limitation on your life, I decree they are dismantled in the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands and say, every embargo, every limitation, be dismantled right now. Open your mouth and pray.
in the name of Jesus. In a short while we shall pray. And when it is time to pray, I want you to really, really pray. Please take your seat. Every limitation on your life, I declare it dismantled right now. 11, prayer reverses enemy decrees and verdicts. You know, pronouncements, decrees. When they take your name somewhere, or in fact the enemy spoke to you and made a decree. Prayer reverses them. Because the word said, who is he that seeth and it cometh to pass, when the Lord has commanded it not? Lamentation 3:37. For example, there was a decree of Haman to eliminate the Jews in Persia. And Haman was such a diabolic man. In Esther chapter 3, verse 8 to verse 14. And Haman said to the king of Ahasuerus, there is a certain people scattered abroad and dispersed among the people in all the provinces of thy kingdom, and their laws are diverse from all people, neither keep they the king's laws, which is all a lie. Therefore it is not for the king's profit to allow them. If it please the king, let it be written that they may be destroyed. And I will pay 10,000 talents of silver to the hands of those that have the charge of the business. I will give them murder money to kill people, to bring it into the king's situation. I will pay for their execution. I will pay. Are you following so far? Go to the next verse. And the king took his ring. How can somebody bring such a matter to you? Kill everybody in this of this tribe. And he didn't say, let's investigate it. He removed his ring, which is like his signature. Gave it to Haman, the son of Hammedata, the Agagite, the Jewish enemy. Go forward. And the king said unto him, you don't need to pay. I will give you the silver. I will pay for it. Money to do it is given. People to kill them, I will supply them. And I will do as it seemeth good to you. Who is the king? The king is telling a charmist. An occultic, wicked man who has twisted the king's mind in the house of the native doctor. And the king said, I will do whatever you want. In his capacity as who? There are many people in government offices that come under the influence of demonic agents. People signing what they had no plan to sign. And at times they come and say, when did I do this? How? Have you heard such a thing before? A king is saying, I will do what seemeth good to you. That is who? Keep going. Then were the king's scribes called on the 13th day of the first month, and there was written according to all that Haman had commanded unto the king's lieutenants, and to the governors that were over every province, and to the rulers of every people of every province, according to the writing thereof, and to every people after their language. In the name of King Ahasuerus was it written and sealed with the king's ring. And the letters were sent by post into all the king's provinces. Listen to this. To destroy, to kill,
and to cause to perish all Jews, both young and old.
Haman must have been a Hitler of that time.
Little children and women, in one day, even upon the 13th day of the 12th month, the date was fixed.
It was a hit. There was a hit list and a timeline, which is the month Adar, and to take the spoil of them for a priest, kill them and take their property.
The copy of the writing for commandment to be given in every province was published unto all people, that they should be ready against that day.
That was when Mordecai heard, and the story came to Esther. And in Esther chapter 4 verse 16, he said, I'm going to go to the king. It is not according to the law. Gather the Jews, pray and fast for me. If I perish, I perish. Let's pray, let's fast.
Don't eat, don't drink 3 days. Me and my maidens will go too. Long story made short, the verdict was not only canceled. The only person that died was Haman. The pity dog for Mordecai, he entered it. Hey! Ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay. Every evil prescription, the devil and his agents have prescribed for your life and for your family, they shall inherit their prescription. What they wish for you, for you, your family, and your children, it will multiply back to them 1,000 times. Every evil prescription they have prescribed for you shall become their portion.
The day that was set for the Jews to be executed, everything turned around. The Jews stood up. Not, they didn't only defend themselves, they killed and overpowered those who came to kill them, who attempted to kill them.
I announce today, everyone who is looking for your life, their life shall go for you. And I prophesy upon the communities of our nation, all those looking for the life of people in this nation, their life shall go for the life of the people.
All the terrorists and jihadists looking for the life of people in this country, their life shall go for the life of the land. Their life shall go for the life of the people. Their life shall go for the life of the people.
If you believe that, shout the loudest, amen. If you believe that, shout the loudest, amen.
Look at your neighbor, say, Haman shall inherit his wickedness.
Every Haman around your life shall inherit their wickedness. They shall inherit the pit they have dug for you. You believe that, shall the Lord say, amen.
Look at your neighbor, say, prayer works. And it will work for you. It will work in your life.
Prayer works. It will work for you. It will work in your life.
Give the Lord a shout of praise. Take your seat 1 minute. Father, we give you the praise. And finally, number 12. Prayer activates the force of favor with both God and man. The force of favor. That was the favor that spoke for Esther. Esther chapter 4 verse 15 and 16. Then Esther bade them return Mordecai this answer. Go gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise, and so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish. Now, this was the law of the Persians. Before anybody will go to meet the king must give you invitation to come. Whether you are his wife or child, anybody you are. Because in those days, anybody can step in and kill a king. It was very brutal in those days. That is why they have their butler. So that even if they give them wine, somebody has to taste it first. So that if he has to, if anybody will die, let the person who tasted it die first. Do you understand? So, to appear unannounced in front of the king is to be a suspect. A killing suspect. In fact, you are deleted first before they found out why you came. So Esther said, you are saying I should go and talk to the king? I don't have an invitation. And I cannot go anyhow. But after prayer and fasting, I am going to go. If they kill me, let them kill me. If I perish, I perish. And those who say, if I perish, I perish, they never perish. So see what happened. In Esther chapter 5 verse 1. Esther 5 and in verse 1. And now it came to pass on the third day that Esther put on her royal apparel and stood in the inner court of the king's house over against the king. And the king sat upon his royal throne in the royal house over against the gate of the house. And it was so, when the king saw Esther, the queen, standing in the court, that she obtained favor in his sight. And the king held out to Esther the golden scepter. That was the custom. If he draws out his sword, his golden staff of office, you go close to it and touch the top of it, which means you are welcome. Come. And he stretched it out. She went and touched it. So, right, come. Sit down. What do you want? To the half of the kingdom, I will give it to you. Is somebody who just arrived without invitation. You arrive without invitation. Instead of execution, you have promotion. Hey! Hey! That is the power of prayer. Somebody is stepping into favor this week. Is stepping into unusual favor this week by the power of your prayer. Shout the Lord and say amen. That was when the matter started. So what do you want? Well, I want you to eat first. I'm calling you for a banquet. I have an invitation for you and your lieutenant, your trusted friend, Haman. You know, he's one of the chiefest counselors. Call him. I have a banquet for you. And Haman began to brag. Can you people see how important I am? The queen has a feast. And of everybody in this kingdom, she has invited nobody but only me and the king. And yet one bastard by the name Mordecai is trying to disrespect me, not knowing that the queen is the daughter of the bastard. So they came, and as they were eating, the king said, "What is it? Please tell me now. Don't keep me in suspense anymore." And he said, "Look at this man sitting near you. He's a devil." What? What? The enemy and the adversary. He said, "Me and my people, we have been put on a hit list for elimination." Who? The king became angry. He said, "My wife, my queen is on a hit list to be killed? How? Who?" He said, "That is the devil sitting near you." The king was angry. He stood up in fury to go and calm down his head. Did I hear well? Then Haman had fallen on the bed, on the chair, like trying to beg Esther on her. And the king came and said, "Oh, really? So you want my wife as well?"
While the king was in that rage, his lieutenants already knew what was happening. They covered Haman's face. They covered Haman's face the way they cover people before execution. They just cover his face with black cloth. One of the men said, "Sir, there is a gallows he has prepared for Mordecai, who protected your life. He's standing right there." He said, "Hang him on his gallows." Sitting like that, stand up on your feet and give the Lord a shout of victory. The Bible said, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we are like them that dream. God is about to give you a favor that is going to turn around your captivity. What the enemy planned for you shall backfire on them. What the enemy planned for you shall backfire on them. What the enemy planned for you shall backfire on them. Shall the Lord say amen.
Remain standing now. I have seen people, not one, not two, I've seen people who wish us so much evil, and all you needed to do is just give them a little time. The exact thing they wished us, word for word. Exactly. Just became their portion. Just became their portion. Became their portion. Became their portion. Don't wish anybody evil. Because life is a fertile ground. What you wish people will return back to you. Don't wish people's children evil. Do the best you can for the children of your neighbor. Especially if you don't have your own child yet. Because if you deal with people's children and wish them evil, and you don't have your child yet, your harvest is waiting. You will have children. They will grow. The things you are wishing for other people's children, your own children will improve on it negatively. Maybe somebody's child is a smoker. You say that? Yeah, yeah, boy. Parent can't even bring up children. Look at that. That one is just useless smoker. Then suddenly you give it to your own child. You will mix India hemp with colos.
Marijuana.
to show you that you are not the owner of life and owner of destiny, and you are not the determinant of the future. Somebody say a loud amen. See how the matter played out concerning the life of Haman. It just played out. I announce to someone here today, your prayer life shall not be a waste. Can you place all the points on the screen for me from number one? I prophesy today, every curse on your life is broken right now. By the power of your prayer, by the power of my prayer, every curse on your life is broken right now. The blessing be released upon your life. I declare a change of character. Anyone battling with an addiction,
battling with a lifestyle, battling with a habit that is negative. I declare that battle is over right now. Every chain over your life is broken in the name of Jesus.
Capacity enlargement. Capacity enlargement. Spiritual capacity enlargement. Financial capacity. You are big enough for billions. Are you not big enough for billions? Those who handle billions don't have two heads. You need it for the gospel. Don't you need it for the gospel? You need it to help the poor. You need it to help the less privileged. You need it to impact your community, to impact your society, to impact your world. I prophesy today, every capacity needed to be able to handle big things and do mega things in your generation, I declare it is released.
Just remember that the best time to do the things that you need to do is now. To command the resources you need is now. Without stealing, without compromise. I declare a new release of royalty. A new release of authority. A new release of royalty. I declare every battle you are fighting currently, power to prevail in the battle, be released today in the name of Jesus. Every shame and every reproach the enemy is trying to impose on you, I declare them deleted and eliminated right now in the name of Jesus. Every force of sorrow, every force of frustration in your life, around your life, I declare it broken right now in the name of Jesus. May the hand of the Lord, the hand of power, be seen upon your life in the name of Jesus.
The Lord keep you from evil, and the Lord keep evil from you.
Every embargo placed on your life where they say you cannot cross this level or you cannot cross this limit, I declare that embargo lifted. I declare the embargoes lifted. I declare the embargoes dismantled in the name of Jesus. Any word spoken over your life, whether from the house of a native doctor, a witch doctor, or an angry person, every verdict spoken against your life, spoken against your family, spoken against your destiny, spoken against your children, I declare they are reversed. They are returned back to hell. Returned back to senders. In the name of Jesus. Favor with God and favor with man is released for you. Is activated for you. Is released for you. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Remain standing. We shall pray shortly and sharply, and then I'll show you clips of crusade, and then we begin to conclude. But my counsel is twofold. You want to take it on your seat? All right, do so in 1 minute. My counsel is twofold. Number one, pray with deep understanding that God both hears and answers prayers. Let understanding be deep. Let's stop praying religiously. In fact, God hears our thoughts. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20. Unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, is able to do exceeding abundantly above. Isaiah chapter 65 verse 24. And it shall come to pass that while that before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. Pray with that deep understanding. Number two, pray with faith and confidence in the dependability of God, that
God is dependable, in the reliability and dependability of God. That God is reliable, his promises are reliable. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 17 and 18. Hebrews 6, 17 and 18. The Bible says, wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of the promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things, which it is impossible for God to lie, we can have consolation. We can have consolation. Strong consolation. Who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope that is set before us. Hallelujah. Pray with faith. Pray with confidence that we have a prayer answering God. Faith in the reliability of God. Hebrews 11 and in verse 6, the Bible said, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Pray with faith. Pray with confidence in the reliability. In the God is dependable. God is reliable. Somebody say aloud, amen. I want you to take the next 90 seconds, that's 1 minute and 30 seconds, to establish everything you heard today. Father, I have heard that prayer is profitable. Help me to see the profitability of prayer this month. Are you here? Father, I have heard that prayer is profitable. Help me to see the profitability of my own prayer life this month. After that, we'll take some prayer points, couple of prayer points, and then we'll come to look at the crusades in Europe. Stand up on your feet and lift up your voice. Lift your hands and your voice. See after me, say, Father.
Father,
thank you for your word.
For your word.
Say it louder. Say, Father,
thank you
for your word
to
me
today.
I have heard of the profitability
of prayer.
Help me, Lord, to experience the profitability of prayer this month in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. 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 Pray, pray, pray. The Lord heard and answered us in Jesus' name. I'd like us to do a personal irrigation. Go over those 12 points, 30 seconds per point. For example, Lord, I ask for the elimination of every curse in my life today. Maybe by the time we are done with that 30 seconds with each point, you move to the next. You personalize the points. What's the next point? Lord, bring a change to my life. Every habit or lifestyle that is hindering my destiny. For example, I am aware that somebody may be praying for marriage, and God knows that there is a character that will scatter that marriage when they get married. That prayer could be delayed. Somebody may be praying for some financial resources, and God knows that if he gives him that money, he will go to hell. The money will just take him to hell. And so there is a character that needs to be dealt with. So you pray that within 30 seconds, and then we'll move to the next. Are you ready? And so let's start from the first one. And we need some people at the back. So
we'll interrupt until we move to the final one. Say after me, say, Father, I ask that you eliminate every curse of my life and establish your blessing today. Open your mouth, go ahead and pray. Pray. Father, eliminate the curses of my life and let there be the establishment of your blessing on my life. Go ahead in prayers. Go ahead in prayers. Go ahead in prayers. Don't relent. Pray. Move to the second point. Father, bring the change of character. A change to my character. Break every habit, every lifestyle, everything that is not in line with your purpose. Break every character, every negative character in my life, every negative identity. Pray. Enlightenment, increase, capacity. Bring me enlightenment. Give me increased capacity in my life today. Masharatizo. Lurapete sidi galarada harada. Lerite sete fete soto fete sida galagalagaladina. Enlightenment, increased capacity. Step into enlightenment, increase capacity. Now royalty, authority. Power to prevail over the battles and the conflicts of life. Power to prevail. Power to prevail. Power to prevail. Power to prevail. Masha Tekalaya. Terminate every reproach. Every reproach. Bring me a turnaround. A turnaround in my life. Let every reproach of my life be terminated. Let a turnaround come in my life today. Terminate every reproach. Every reproach of life. Every reproach of ministry. Every reproach of destiny. Terminate it, Lord. Terminate every reproach. Every reproach of my life. Mashallah. Evil. Keep my life from evil. Rakota kasakala Reverse every enemy decree, every enemy verdict of my life. Reverse every enemy decree, every enemy verdict of my life. Reverse every enemy decree. Mashakola baragaragala. Decree every enemy verdict of my life. Bring a reversal. 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 Lara teso televena badana go go do so. Lara teso te fetto coco cioccolata da gaga da. Rata sete fetto sete leme da go go do da. Reca papa ta cioccolata da gaga da. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor and the adoration. Father, thank you. We worship you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Get your hands up everywhere you are. Father, thank you. Anywhere you are this morning, Bible says Paul and Silas prayed and they sang praises. Before we move into singing of praises, anywhere you are this morning, you know that you need Jesus to forgive you your sins. You want today to mark a new day in your life. You know God is not happy with your life. Wherever you are, pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, louder. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.